Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Slacker and Steve.
We need to talk about my wedge.
Ugh.
Steve.
I mean, oh.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing.
It's a miracle.
Can we just say this?
Yeah.
You have to be thrilled that marriage exists. Because that means some woman can make a commitment to some other dude, and then you can just get what you want out of her on the side.
The fact you had to remind me of that.
I know. I'm feeling weird about it.
I know. Thank you.
It's like, otherwise, they're going to want the commitment from you.
Yay, marriage. Natural motive.
Yeah, for everyone but me. I fear that Amber's going to hate this a little bit because there's a new stat out. Mm-hmm. That says if you want a marriage to last, and maybe you don't, maybe you want to take the slacker route and just have like a Pez dispenser full of wives.
Yeah, like have at least three husbands.
Yes, disposable. Yeah. You're not, if you met the man of your dreams today, you shouldn't even get engaged for 3 years.
Well, no.
All right. So scientists came up with a whole bunch of stuff, and Amber shoots it down with. Now, old as hell, and married.
Like an old bride.
The reason is what I gather from the story is it's like if you date for 3 years, then get engaged, you're 39% less likely to get divorced than if you rush into it. Because I think a lot of people who have the mindset you're starting to describe are like, you just want to get married. So then maybe you didn't pick the right person. You need to make sure.
I don't know. I feel like I've been through enough and I'm old enough that when I meet the person, I'm going to be like, oh, wow, this is way different than anything before.
Mm-hmm. Wow, does that sound like justification to everyone, or is it just hit my ears that way? Like, am I crazy? Like scientists said, no, you got to wait 3 years.
Why are they putting a time? Remember when you got divorced and the therapist
said... Which time? Oh, wait, I've only done it once. Sorry.
Yeah, and the therapist said, you can't date for this amount of time.
Right.
And why? Why is there...
And you were like, not me, I'm good. Let's go. Then you were married the next month.
I was not married for a long time. We didn't get engaged for a while.
For 3 years?
Probably. When did I get married? I got married in 2006.
Yeah.
Right? Don't everybody jump in at once. You're not supposed to know. No, yes.
Steve probably does.
Yes.
Yeah, because we did the show.
I got married.
I outed you.
All that happened.
Pregnant,
like, we got pregnant right away. And you and I, so we got married on St. Patrick's Day, 2006, March 17th. And then I lost my on-air partner right about like a month later.
Yeah.
Needed a new partner. You flew out. You started the show in August of that year.
Yeah, that's correct.
And first show in, like... So what's the protocol with your pregnant wife? And we're like live on the air.
You didn't tell me.
Like,
I didn't know.
What are you doing?
You didn't tell me not to tell anybody.
I don't have to tell you not to tell. You're so
You know that's a rule. Like everything's fair game unless we say, hey, don't say this on air.
No, but I mean, pregnancy, come on.
I had thought you already divulged it, so I didn't know.
No. So anyway, I think we waited a long time. Before we got married.
All right. Well, we'll see.
Question.
Yep.
You guys are into long-term relationships.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not. By the time you hit 3 years, you're in the, already in that rut. You're already like, okay, we're bored with each other. Why you take the next step?
Really?
You should be getting out of the relationship at that time.
You
not getting,
okay. You would never even make it that far.
Yeah.
But like,
I feel like 3 years is, I have no idea because that, I never made it that far. But once you like feel set, then you feel settled and then you get engaged and you're like, oh my gosh, this is a new chapter for us. That's exciting. And then you're married for a while, and that's exciting. And then it gets a little boring. And then you're like, we're going to have a kid because that'll be exciting and new. Or, I
just want to point out, I don't agree with anything she just said. Like, from the guy's perspective, nothing changes.
Yeah.
Like, all the changes is I have payments to the Shane company because I bought you a ring. Like, and then I have payments to whatever chateau at Fox Meadows because we're getting married there.
That's true.
Like, I don't, nothing changes.
Nothing fundamentally in your relationship changes, but you don't think there's like a little bit of a feeling like when you're like, this is my husband for the first time? Like, isn't that kind of exciting? You don't care.
I did the first.
All time. Of my friends said that they felt like once they got married, it was a new chapter for them. Correct.
Right. Okay.
Boys, it's not, it doesn't, the kid is where it changes for guys. Cause then all of a sudden it's like, wow, I have to. Well, yeah. It's like, I've only had to keep myself alive and now I have to make sure this thing stays alive.
Yeah.
There's a responsibility, but we don't feel, especially when you marry a strong, independent, empowered woman like yourself, Amber, nothing changed. Like I didn't feel like getting engaged. Like, I really didn't. No, it's, and I'm not that guy who wants to like go, oh, this is my girlfriend, Amber. Oh no, I'm sorry. This is my fiance. I didn't like, I don't like saying fiance or this is my wife. Oh. It's so different. It's just, that's an Amber. That's a girl. Like, no.
All right. Well,
it's just, I don't mean to like poo poo your whole thing. Cause now I've got 7 things you need to know before you walk down the aisle that we're gonna have to blast through this, and none of these are gonna go well. In the end of this, Amber's gonna be like,
"Forget it."
Do you like
Steve?
You guys are gonna go.
I'm following in your footsteps, buddy.
They say, "Okay, let me blast through these to make your marriage last."
Okay.
Some of these have been told to me. 7 things you wish you knew before you walk down the aisle. Number one, I agree with this 100%. You can go to bed angry. Mm-hmm. Somebody who said that.
Oh, right.
Because if you ever tried to not go to bed angry, if you ever been in an argument and it's late and you're hammered or whatever, and you're just like,
yeah,
and you try to make your point, you're only making it worse.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Go to bed.
Right.
Yep.
Sleep on it. Your spouse cannot be your everything.
Definitely.
Thank you. Right? Don't expect them to fulfill everything empty in your
it's
life.
Impossible.
I know so many people who believe in that their spouse should be everything.
What?
They should not.
Are they still
you
married?
Can't. Mm.
They're on the way out.
I think if you're, you know what it is? If you were big enough nerds when you were young, like if you, the only way that works is if you married like straight out of high school.
Okay.
Because then you are each other's everything. Yes. You never even experienced anything else.
Except you
can make it work. But if you've had a taste of the outside world then, and you're just like, ugh. It doesn't work. Always talk things out. They say that is a big tip.
Okay.
All right.
Everything we're saying is just confirming to Steve that he's made the right choice. He's over here. I go to bed feeling perfectly
just
happy.
Fine.
Sharing a bed and your living space is hard.
Is it?
What is that?
Loved living with my ex, but I was younger and like, it was like, oh, we're playing house. This is fun. Huh?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But
it's hard. Yeah.
And now I've lived alone for so long, but I think am looking forward to living with somebody.
That's See, that's cool. Steve couldn't. You know.
I've done it in the past and I just can't. Yeah.
This is a big one for women. You should know this. Men take it personally if you're not in the mood. Now, that's not to say you have. Yes.
You don't have to coddle. You don't have to. Yeah.
But just understand we're butthurt. We are definitely butthurt because it's like, I'm not enough to get you in the mood. It hurts our feelings.
So is it better to articulate why you're not in the mood?
Oh, or like, instead of just giving in to
I'm feeling bloated.
I like Steve's.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
I'm really tired today.
But we're not.
I'll do all the work.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We'll come up. We can talk our way around.
Immediately.
I'll plug my nose.
Okay.
I'll like.
Noted. Doesn't work. Okay.
We're getting around it. Two more things. Men are romantic in their own way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
we are. And yeah. You know what? You got to understand it. Like we'll do things that you don't think are romantic, but we're
trying.
Yes.
And I think you have to learn your man because you're like, oh, he did that. He never thinks of doing that.
Yes.
That was romantic.
Final thing is, this is where Steve leaves the room. Mm-hmm. Marriage is about compromise.
Bye.
Bye.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.